Chavers of Big Schos, always to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Prepare for the Heilig Shabbos. And I spoke tonight, a little bit earlier in the night, in Muncie. I was telling the Chaver there, they have a Thursday night shiur there. In the shul. Says we Chazal tell us, Misha Tarech Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel B'Shabbos. Someone who prepares an Erev Shabbos, we'll eat on Shabbos, we'll enjoy Shabbos. Pajib Shat. You want to enjoy Shabbos, you got to put up a cholent. And you got to have what to eat. If you don't prepare before, you can't cook on Shabbos. It's too late. So you have to pick challahs, and you have to put up a cholent, and you have to cook chicken and potato kegel. Mishitarach ver Shabbos, Yoich ver Shabbos is not just begashmis. Vada beruchnis as well. And the Shabbos toss is not just about the nice, enjoyable meals. It's the ruchnis of Shabbos, the or hagonis of Shabbos, as the Zohar tells us. The kedushas Shabbos. Part of that is connecting to the parsha of Shabbos, which we know we always talk here from the Babaji Rabbi Zechasad Kosh Bracha. They have to live with the parsha. So let's prepare, let's connect. Let's Torah be'erev Shabbos, so that we yoichel on Shabbos to kedushas Shabbos. Bez Hashem is Baruch. In the world we live in all different worlds, in all different places, is very into these days learning Panimius HaTorah. To learn Kabbalah, to learn Tars Nister. And some of those individuals are people that are holding already in a deep way in Tars Nigla and understand that Mamish, the deepest of deep, the deepest Kesher HaTakav Baruch Hu, we found in Kabbalah, in Tars Nister. And you have tzaddikim like Rav Itchermayer, Tzaddik Yisrael Olam, who understands Mamish deepest of deep, who understands and connects to Hashem in ways we could only dream of. And you have those in between us and Rav Itchermayer Vada, who also could learn Tars Nister and connect and learning Pnimis HaTorah. And then there are those who shouldn't be learning Pnimis HaTorah. And those that can't even open up and read a Rashi and Chumash and are dabbling in Panimius HaTorah and are skipping many steps, and if you're skipping many steps, then it's something that's actually dangerous somewhat, because you're not going to understand what you're learning and you're going to think you're on a level and you're mamish nowhere. But then at the same time, I'll tell you, a few years ago, I was by Rav Shlomo Amar Shlita. I was by Rav Shlomo Amar. We spoke about him last week a little bit. Rav Shlomo Amar, I was in his house. Chashev a Talmud of mine is very close to him. And I asked him, I said, Rebbe, is it okay for somebody who's somewhat holding in Torah, but not necessarily holding in Kol HaTorah, and not necessarily holding, and he's not yet 40, that whole, I don't know where the foundation of that whole idea is, to learn Kabbalah, to learn Torah Nisr. He said, if you learn it as chizik, as isaris, as musar, vada, for sure, no question. Just recognize and realize and understand, you're not understanding all of it. And part of Pnimius HaTorah, and a big part of Pnimius HaTorah, when you start learning Zohar, and you start looking into Pnimius HaTorah, you understand a lot of it is understanding Shemos of Hashem. And we know there are many Shemos of Hashem, there are many names of Hashem. There's Shem Havayah, Yukei Vavkei, Elokim, Kel, Shakai. There are many, many, many other Shemos that we're not as familiar with. And even those Shemos themselves, to understand the depth in those Shemos and understand what they really mean. Because again, the name of something is the essence of the being. So the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what depth there is in every Shem of Hashem? What Amkus there is in every Shem of Hashem? There's Ein Sof in every Shem of Hashem, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. I mean, his name somehow characterizes who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. His Mamash Ein Sof. So Emes is these Shemos, especially when you start Pimistarif and join together certain Shemos, is very, very deep and very difficult. But Baruch Hashem, we have certain Tzaddikim, and we have a Tzaddik who have this Chus to call Rebbe, and feel very close to the Shvil Pinchas Friedman, who sometimes could take these ideas and bring them down to earth. And bring them down not just to give us pirish and explanation, but also to understand b'derech avod, what we do with this. And how meaningful, because Torah is our guiding light. Torah nisder v'torah nigla is our guiding light. It's not just some intellectual study and to be able to chap so I get it. It should change who we are. It should change who we are. We're different people because of the Torah we learn. And not just avada, that's easy when you talk about learning halacha, which is so important. We should have halacha seder. All of us need to learn more halacha and understand more halacha. So in halacha, it's very simple. Obviously, halacha is changing my life. I'm going to act differently based on the halacha that I learn. But when I learn a piece of Gemara, I should be a different person afterwards. When I learn vada, okay, musar, machshava, anything I learn should be changing me. Making me that type of a person, a kaddishtik individual, and I act differently, I look differently, I think differently. Halo kedivrei eshin on Hashem. The Torah is compared to fire. Fire, why fire? A lot of forces in nature. Water is very, very powerful. We had here years ago hurricane, I'm sure the Chevra all remembers, it's not that long ago, Hurricane Sandy, and the power of water and how destructive water can be. Wind is very powerful. You have a terrible chvesnish, a hurricane, and it could be mamish, and the hurricane, the winds could be so powerful, uproot trees and destroy homes. A lot of forces in nature. But fire, obviously, is also very powerful. But the difference between fire and water and wind and the other forces of nature is that if wind destroys, so it knocks down the house, it destroys the house, water could waterlog and mamish cause wreak havoc on a house. Fire is the only entity that not only is it powerful, but it takes the entity that it's acting upon and turns it into fire. It all becomes fire. Lo aleinu, no one should know from it. The house becomes fire. Halo k'divreishinu Hashem, la'avdil, to understand b'derech toiv. When we learn Torah, so it's k'divreish, I become Torah. If it's fire, it means I become Torah. I think differently. I act differently. So Mirz Hashem, we should be zayche, that the Torah should have an effect on us. So when we learn Torah, it should be a Torah that's kiner mitzvah Torah, it's our guiding light in life. And if we could understand a little bit, a touch of a little bit of Torah's Nister, very deep Torah, I'm not going to ask, I hope the chaver went to the mikveh today. I'm just going to assume yes. If not Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, so hopefully everybody was connected to Hashem today. If you weren't connected to Hashem today, then leave. Then you don't deserve to be here. I mean, I want to Maven Yavin. So we're ready, and we're going to learn something very deep tonight. But we're going to bring it, have the pirish, the understanding, as well as b'derech avoda in a very, very special way. The beginning of the parasha, in parasha Vayishlach, so we all know Yaakov Avinu is finally, he's leaving Lavan. For years he's stuck by Lavan, he's stuck in a world of Taiva, a world of Sheker. He's stuck in our world, basically. And he's there, and it's incredible. He's Matzliach, and that's where he builds Klal Yisrael. And that's where Hatzilenina, that's where Im Lavan Gardi Vitarig Mitzvah Shemarati, he's successful there. But it's time to leave. It's time to move away from that world of Taiva, that world of Sheker, and to move away from Lavan, as well as time to meet up with Esav and get rid of him, that Koyach is not going to be next to me. So this is a very special time in the life of Yaakov Avinu. It's when he's doing away with all the evil forces in his life, doing away with all the Taiva, the Yitzhara, everything. That's what we find over here. Which is an incredible time. And the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayakom Balailahu, he got up at that night, Vayikach Eshtei Nashav, Veshtei Shivchosav, he took his two wives, he took his two maidservants, Vezachadas Ariladav, and his 11 children that were born so far. And the Pasuk ends, Vayaver is Maver Yabok. Pashi Pshat, he passed over the river of Yabok. He passed over that river. comes the Halakha Arizal. And the Arizal tells us that this pasuk is being merames to something very, very deep. Vayavers maver yabok. Yabok is one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yabok is Gematria 112, which is exactly the Hitzarfus, the joining together of Havaya, which is 26, and Elokim, which is 86. When you have Havaya and Elokim together, we have Shem Havaya, Yudke Bavke, Shem Elokim together. So you have Yabak, usually referred to Yabok here. You have this shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And somehow we have to understand what this all means and why here. Why is the Torah being merames? It's on the, see, that's what this, the Amkus HaTorah. You see, we learned this pasuk many, many times over the years, perhaps. And maybe even in second grade or third grade, we got up to Vayishlach. And we read this pasuk, and the Rebbe translated Vayakam Balalu, and he got up at that night, Vayikach Hashtei Nashav, and he took his two wives, right? We repeated after the Rebbe. And maybe some schools we had better teachers and taught us actually some diktuk and how to actually, you know, learn and be able to learn in the future. But ultimately, we were learning and we remember it. And Vayavar is Mavar Yabok. And the Rebbe says Yabok, Rashi says Yabok Shemanar. So they passed over this river. And for years, that's how we might have looked at this pasuk. And now we understand that in this pasuk, when it's just telling us shame of a river, it's not just telling us shame of a river. That's important that we should know shame of a river. Which river, Yaakov, do we know where this river is today? Do we know what this river? The Torah is to be merames to us, the deepest of deep. This Pnimis HaTorah here. The Torah is alluding to shame HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a very deep shame of Hashem, where you have the joining together of Shem Havayah and Shem Elokim. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You have here, that's what you have right here. That's Shem Hashem and Shem Elokeinu is Elokim, right? So you have Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it's all one. When do you have oneness of Havayah and Elokim? When you have Yabok. You have it right here. So we have to understand what this means. And we have to understand why here, and we have to understand what this means for our life. What does this shame mean to me? That the Torah is trying to remind us of right here. So if you go back to last week's parasha, Chevra, you ready to learn? We're going to learn. That's what we do. What else do we do? I don't know. People waste a lot of time. Shem Yirachim. People have cell phones these days. Shem Yirachim, the Bittul Zman. How much more learning could get done? So last week's parasha, Perchav Ches, Pasuk Chav Aleph, after Yaakov Vinu is laying in Arabayas and he has a chaloim and he has the Sula Mutzav Arta Verosha B'Shamayimah, he has the ladder that's going all the way from the ground to the heaven. And he realizes, Manoir HaMakom Hazeh, and last week we spoke about the Pasuk a few Pesukim before, he calls this Makom Beisel, even though it was Luz, Chavr hopefully remembers from last week, Deep Torahs. And then he says, he's asking Hashem to be by his side, that Hashem should be Elokim Imadi, v'shmarani bederech, v'shavti b'shalom beis avi, and I shall return in peace to the house of my father. And what does he end with? V'hoya Hashem li lelokim. V'hoya Hashem li lelokim. Havaya should be for me as Elokim. So Yaakov was davening that there should be, well, he's asking Hashem, he was davening at that moment, before he went into Beis Lavan, before he was going to enter his last tefillah, this is his tefillah smayrif. We all know, the vayivka b'malko, v'yalan shav vayivka, and vayivka l'lashem pegiyah is l'lashem tefillah, right? This was smayrif. You know what his smayrif was? V'haya Hashem lila l'kim. The smayrif of, you think he davened to Shmon Esrei? Anshe Knas Gedolah was metakin Shmon Esrei. He davened v'haya Hashem li l'olokim, that there should be a star pres yabok. And when was it? When was that tefillah finally answered? We just read it by the Vayishlach. Vayavres ma'aver yabok. That v'haya Hashem li l'olokim. That was his tefillah. You hear? Incredible. So what does this mean? So comes Eil Gemor v'Shemesh. Comes Eil Gemor v'Shemesh. And Gemor v'Shemesh, Klenus Kalman. Mishpacha. 2 weeks in a row, talk about the Mishpacha, Baruch Hashem. It's a big schus. It's a big schus. Because it's my wife's Bobby's yahrzeit was this Monday night, Tuesday. It's my wife's Bobby, who's Alter. Bobby was the sister of the Marv Hashemesh. Baruch Hashem. So, of course, we have to have Torah for the Marv Hashemesh today. But Baruch Hashem makes it that way. Was this past Monday? Yeah.
It was Basayan.
Same. So Marv Hashemesh explains, and what Marv Hashemesh explains, we all know already. What Marv Hashemesh explains is Shem Havaya. We know is Shem Rachamim. Havaya is mercy. Hashem's merciful Shem is Rachamim. Is Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei. Elokim, as we all know, is Shem of Din, of judgment. When there's a starfus of Rachamim Adin, what that really is that Yagmin was davening, there should be what we call Hamtokas Adin, a sweetening of the judgment. To bring Rachamim, mercy, to have an effect and cause the Din to be dissipated, to push away the Din basically, to allow the Rachamim to come in and push away the Din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there was, at times the Ribbono Shel Olam needs to have a Elokim, and that's going on, and we all understand that. Shem Yavok says, but I want the Rachim come to be Mistarif to join together. There should be a Taruvus, there should be a mixture to sweeten all the din of our life to a state of Rachim. That's what Yavok is. And that's what Yaakovinu was asking. I know that I'm about to go into a time of din. I'm leaving Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to Choron. I'm going to be my loved one. I have to meet up with Esav again. There should be a star for you. I'm talking about din. And this is what each and every one of us want in our lives. In all of our lives, we have times, Baruch Hashem, where things are going incredible and we feel good and this bracha and simcha. And then there are times when we feel din. We have shidduch, we think it's going well, everything's great, and then for whatever reason, it doesn't go. It's a little bit of elokim, a little bit of din. A little bit of din. We have in our family that there are issues with parnasa. And we're hoping and we're davening and we feel and we see other families flourishing and not having these issues. And it's hard, especially the world we live in, the communities we live in, where mom is just like so in your face, it's hard. And you feel din. Lo aleinu, there's machlas, there's sicknesses, mom is just din. There was real din this week for Klal Yisrael. Our hearts are aching. Whose heart is not aching still what happened this week in Jersey City, Hashem Yirachim. I mean, you can't even, it's unfathomable. You have to wake up and be open and realize, Esav Soinas Yaakov. Mom is so sad. He's so sad for these mishpachas, so sad for these individuals. Din. And we all go through times of din, but what we want in life is hamtokas adin. What we want in life is a sweetening of din. We want the rachamim to be brought back to the din. So we're yearning for him, we're davening to the Yabok. And this is what Yaakov, Vahayu Hashem Lilo Kim, and that's why Yavar Mavar Yabok, he gained that. When it's time to leave Lavan, and time to defeat Esav, and defeat Tsar Shal Esav. Hamtokas Adin. And by the way, it happens to be Yaakov Avinu represents Hamtokas Adin, represents Shem Yabok. Where do you see this? Very famous Zohar, Chevro all knows the Zohar. It's based on the Zohar in Truma. Based on the Zohar in Truma, really, I believe. We all know Avram was Chesed. Chesed is Rachim. Chesed is Avaya. And we know Yitzchak was Din, was Gvura Elokim. And what is Yaakov? Yaakov is Tiferes. What is Tiferes? Yavok. Tiferes is the synthesis of Chesed and Gvura. Tiferes is the synthesis of Avram and Yitzchak. And that's why each and every one of us are Bnei Yisrael. We're children of Yaakovinu. That we want that same Amtokas Adin. We want that same that the Rebbeinu Shem should always have rachamim. Whenever there, we all believe and we know Hashem is by our side every moment. And Hashem is watching over. And even din, we understand, is really good for us. Even din, we might not see it, we might not understand it, and we don't have to. But we know deep down, in the bigger picture, in the larger, much bigger picture that we're not privy to, even din is Eibishter. And it's good and it's for the world but we don't want that. We want Hamtokas Adin. We don't want to have to believe in such a way. We don't want that. We don't want to have to go to Levias for our brothers and our sisters. We want Hamtokas Adin. We want Tiferes. We want Yabok. That was Yaakov Avinu. That's why the Medrash says, by the way, Peludik and Medrash, but now maybe we can finally understand. The Medrash in Bereshis Rabbah in Samar Gimel Beis. It's in Parshas Toldos, but it's going back to talking about Avram Avinu. Listen to this Medrash. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Amar, Avram lo nitzal mikiv shona esh, el b'schusel shel Yaakov. You ever hear such a Medrash, Chevron? Avram Avinu is Kodesh Kedoshim. Avram Avinu is the first Yid. Avram Avinu on his own goes and believes in God, destroys all the idols, throws himself in a fire for God. Is mamish? He's in crazy pain at a chvesh. He's 100 years old, having a bris milah. He's going outside to look for guests. I mean, he's Superman. Avram Avinu is Superman. He becomes Avam Ongoyim, leader of the whole world. He's Mizgayer. Forget it, we talk, you talk about Chabad Bimis Gaya Gerim. You talk about, he was a one man show. He's Bimis Gaya the whole world. What he was doing in every way, like we can't even imagine. Yet, Medrash says, when he threw him out of the fire, you know why he was saved? Choschal Yaakov. Wasn't it? Avram doesn't have the Choschim himself. Why does he need Yaakov, you know? Teretz, now we understand. Because Avram was at that moment he was in time of din. I mean, normal judgment, when you jump into a fire, normalcy is you jump into a fire, you're dead. It might have been the right thing to do, but you give up your life for God. You're dead. That's what fire does to a person. Don't try it at home, right? I mean, that's what you're going to do. You jumped into a fire. That's normalcy. That's the world that we live in. So din, judgment, should say, Avram, you're dead. You'll get a beautiful place in Olam Haba, great palace, you got one saved for you, you get you have the first one, actually, but you're dead. He needed Hamtakas Adin. How are you going to have Hamtakas Adin? Who's Hamtakas Adin? Yaakov Avinu, Tiferes. That's Yaakov Avinu. And ultimately, that's Tzadikim. Tzadikim are able... Ever since Yaakov Avinu to be Mamtik Din, that's what the Gemara in Sukkot Av Yedal tells Amar Rav Eliezer. Changes to Rav Eliezer. Lama Nim Shalat Tfilas and Shalat Din Ka'eter. Why is the Tfilas Digim like a pitchfork? Lama Chama Eter Zem Apecha the Tvua Begarim Yimakum Lamakum. Just like a pitchfork, it moves the grains from one place to another. Av Tfilas and Shalat Din Ka'eter. Apeches Dato Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Midak. Zariz Lamidus Rechamanius. Tefillahs of tzaddikim are able to turn around from din l'rachamim. Bimamtik the din. Incredible. That's why we go for brachos to tzaddikim. That's why we go daven by kibrei tzaddikim. One of the reasons. You got the chevra has to learn kuntres of shtadchus. I don't know how much the chevra learns kuntres of shtadchus. One of the heilige talmidim, Mitchamatl just asked me today, he's going to go, he just finally signed up to go on the trip to Kibbutz Tzaddikim. No, I'm not sure why you signed up. We're going to be taunting with Tzaddikim with Mashiach way before that, but okay. You have to do your shtadlus. Anyway, so he wanted to know, to do hachanas, I will do hachanas. He said, first you have to go get kuntres shtadlus and learn through it. The kuntres shtadlus is a sefer by the Mittler Rebbe and goes through the five different ways that one should daven by Kibbutz Tzaddikim. We go, you know, the chevri here all goes to the oil. We go to the oil to daven. Do you know how to daven? Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing? You just daven like you daven in shul? That's not what we're supposed to daven at the oil. There's a reason why we go daven by Kibbutz Tzaddikim. So you have to learn through. I'm not going to go through it all now. You have to learn through Kuntres Shtadchus. You can find, Chabad made a Hebrew-English version of it even, you can find. One of the ways to daven by Kibbutz Tzaddikim, and this is where you have to understand it well, because this is where in the Yeshivish world they stay away from this because they're too afraid of this line, but if you understand it well, it's Mamish, the Middle Rebbe talks about, you're allowed to talk to the tzaddik. Part of the neshama of the tzaddik is by the kever. You can talk to the tzaddik, that he should be a male joysher for you, that he should daven for you, and carry your tefillos, and he should daven for you to answer whatever you need. Not that the borderline between Avodah Zara and proper tefillah is that you understand whatever answer is coming from the Eibishter, not from him. As long as you understand that, but you can talk to the tzaddik to daven for you. Because the tzaddik is one that could be nepach mi din l'rachamim. The tzaddik is the one who understands yabok, who understands what this avodah is in life. We all need this in the world. This was the first realization of the world when it was created. Right? Rashi, of the first Rashis in Kol HaTorah Kula, tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Bereish is Bara, Lakim as Hashanayim as Aretz. Right? Famous Rashi, all Chevron knows the Rashi. V'lo nemer Bara Hashem Shavaya, Shebetchila v'machshav v'lebrasa b'mit ha'din. Rashi ain't olam iskayim, hikdim midas rachim, v'shutvul midas ha'din. Hashem wanted to create the world only din. What's right is right. Hashem said the world can't work like that. We need rachim. And he was mishtatif to the rachim, to the din rachim. That's mamash yabok. That was the beginning of the first thought of the world was that we need this. This was the first thought of the world. Without this, we can't exist. So we understand why this is so important, but we have to understand what this means to our lives, and how can we tap into this? How can we connect? How can we ensure that we have Hamtakas Adin? How can we ensure that we live this life where any time there should be din in life, it's rachman. This is what we want. So Arizal says something very interesting. We have to understand what this means. That Arizal says, Havaya is only for Yidden. And Elohim is for Goyim. You hear this? Again, we're talking deep ideas, but we're going to explain. Rabbi Masber. Havaya is for... What does that mean? What does that mean? Well, Havaya is Rachamim, and Elohim is Din. But the Goyim, there's no Rachamim, it's all just Din. What you deserve, you deserve. But also, Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachamim. We see this very famous Torah, the famous question by Yishmael. So we know Yishmael was judged by Asher Husham. Right? By Asher Husham, and he was saved. Even though later he was going to be a terrible person, do terrible ma'asim averus, Hashem said by Asher Husham. So the whole Welt asks, but by Ben Tzora Mora, what's Halacha? Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yamazaka v'ayamazchayev. It's better he should die now so he doesn't do all the terrible things later. So why by Yishmael didn't Kadosh Baruch Hu do the same thing? Better that he should die now of thirst, and not do all the terrible things he's going to do. So one of the answers given is because Yishmael is a goy, and by the goyim it's din. Din is Basher Husham. Right now you don't deserve anything else. The whole din of Ben Tzora Omer is rachamim. I'm helping you so you don't do that wrong. That's rachamim. So rachamim is bayir. But we have to understand this much deeper what this means. Now, however, bear with me. We're going to develop something very special that mamish, we could live our lives in a different way from this point on. And mamish, when you live your life in the way we're going to describe, it's like a different world. You want to live your life, chavra, every moment b'simcha, every moment full of geula, every moment full of just kirvas elokim, and have this hamtokas adin every moment. Listen, elokim aleph lamed hey yud mem is 86, and that's din. But you know what gematria of 86 exactly? Hateva. Hateva means the nature. Hateva means being bound by nature. Mekosh Baruch Hu created a world where there is Teva. Now we all believe and understand he's behind all the Teva. Nothing runs alone. Hashem runs the world. But he created a world of Teva, which Teva means there's natural ways of the world. So seemingly, if Hashem doesn't change anything, which he can at any moment, and we believe that, the sun is going to rise, and we're going to wake up in the morning, and in the winter it's going to be cold, and summer it's going to be hot, and you know, daytime's going to be light, and nighttime's going to be dark, and there's Teva in the world. Elokim is gematria teva, meaning what? Is a world that's bound by nature. So nature tells you there should be judgment. If there's an act that's done, there's a consequence to your actions. Finished. There are borders. What does that mean? Is that you believe if you know what hateva means? You know what Elokim is? You know what din is? Din is if lo aleinu, God forbid, somebody's sick. So the natural occurrence is that, God forbid, they could get very sick and die. So, or they could go to a doctor, and b'derech din, the doctor has the ability to heal you. B'derech hateva, if you have a very good job, if you become a big lawyer, or you become a chvesnish, you know, big in real estate, or you're going to be very wealthy and be successful. This is din. This is din. What's Havaya? Havaya is l'malam in hateva. Havaya, we all know, is Hayahoy Baviya. Hayahoy Baviya. He will always be. That is lamala min azman. It's above time. Rabbeinu Shalom, you know what? We don't understand this because we can't. Rabbeinu Shalom, right at every moment, is living in the past, present, and future. He already sees the future. Already, what does that mean? I don't know. I can say it. I don't understand it because I can't live that. But that's lamala min ateva. That's above nature. That's supernatural. That's supernatural. That's havaya. Rachamim is above nature. Naturally, you don't deserve this tshuva. Naturally, we don't deserve the power of tshuva. Why should we have tshuva? I did something wrong. I deserve to be zapped. Finished. I do an iser. Kare, it's finished. Kadosh Baruch Hu is about rachamim because he's lamalim and tev. He's above nature. But you know that also means in our normal way of the world. You know lamalim and tev means with the brain zone? Means that, of course, if I'm sick, I'm going to go to the doctor because I understand that that's what I'm supposed to do. But I also believe 100% that my healing is completely connected to the Eibishter. And the Eibishter wants me to heal, I'll heal. And if the doctor tells me there's no answer, it also, ultimately, if the Rabbanu Shalom wants, he can still heal me. And I believe that 100%. I'm not bound. I go to the doctor because I'm living in the world of some level of Ateva, but ultimately I believe in Lamalam and Ateva as well. And I believe that if the Rebbe Shalom wants me to accept Avad, I'm going to put in my shtadlus and get a job, but I could be wealthy in any profession. Again, not to not put in a shtadlus, of course you should. But I believe ultimately it's all the Rebbe Shalom. It's all the Eibishter. You see, people, mamish, failed out of all of school, couldn't make it anywhere. What's his name from Apple? Steve Jobs. Didn't he, right? He failed out of school. He's dead now, but I'm saying, but Lemaisa failed out of school and he creates the biggest computer company in the world. And, you know, as successful it could be. Why? Because Eibishter wanted that for him. But anyways, Lemaisa, Eibishter wants it for anybody, and then you have people who could go to school and be top of their class, valedictorians of their high school, of their college, and ultimately, they're sitting in some accounting firm making $80,000 a year for the rest of their life. You have people like that. B'li mazel, what do you mean? B'li l'malim in a teva. They're living world of teva. It's all the Eibishter. So, Elokim is a teva. Havai is l'malim in a teva. You know what the Arizal really meant? When he says, we Yidden connect Havaya, and by the Umas Ha'ilam, it's Elokim. You know what the Rizal really meant? We believe every moment of our life of Lamalam and Ateva. We believe every moment that it's the Eibishter that runs the world. We believe every moment that anything could be. It's all up to Eibishter. He's running the world, and he's taking care of me. And I'm not worried about the Teva of the world. But the Umas Ha'ilam, everything's how it should be, what the details are, what's going to be, based on the nature of the world. Comes the Heilige Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shitzer. The Heilige Rav Shitzer in Parshas Chukas, he explains that you want to have Amtokas Adin, you want to live a life of Yaakovino, you want to live a life of Yabok, you want to know how to connect to that, how to live that life? When you live a life where you believe wholeheartedly, every moment of Havaya being, of the world of Havaya, the world of Lamalam and Ateva, and not just a world bound by nature. You're not stuck in that world where people tell you, only if you do this, and you go to this college, and you go to that, are you going to be successful, and you have to. And the doctor tells you, oh, there's no hope, and that's it. You cry and misyayish, and you live that type of world, you're a world of din. When you live a world of lamalam and ateva, and you live every moment with the Eibishter, and know that Rabbeinu Shem runs the world, and he's not bound by anything, that's when you live a life of Avaya, and that's when Avaya could be infused in all the Elokim of it. We still live in Elokim, because it's a natural world that there is here. But the Avaya will be infused into everything, and that will be the Amtokas Adin of Yabok, and you live a life of a Yaakov Avinu. All that Hateva does is cover over that really there's Lamalam in Hateva. In fact, Hateva is 86, is exactly Gematria Hakise. Hakise is the cover. Hakise is the cover. The cover of what? Of Avaya. It's the kise. It's the cover of Avaya. Because Baruch Hu is here every moment, and all he wants from us is to recognize that and realize that whenever you see din, there's really tremendous rachamim. As the pasuk mitzchan of Yadata Hayom Vashivasa Alvecha, what does Hashem want you to know? What does He want you to have in your heart? Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Hashem Hu Elokim, it's all one. And you have to believe that. And when you believe in that Lamala Minatev of the Eibishter, Mamish life is amazing. You live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you live that life of Amtakos Adin, there are no worries. There are no worries. It's incredible. But you need that Havaya in your life. V'darshe Hashem, V'darshe Havaya, when you seek Havaya and you live with Havaya, lo yachzru chol tov, you're going to lack nothing. Once a beautiful mashal on that. I'm sure I shared this with the Chevra years ago. Maybe it was a different Chevra. Sometimes I hear, you know, some of the new Chevra doesn't know some of the biggest stories of all time. So maybe some of the Chevra doesn't know some of the big tires of all time also. Darshe Hashem lo yachzru chol tov. Someone has asked, really? Darshe Hashem lo yachzru chol tov? The guy said, I went to Revel Yashiv. I'll tell you from my own. I went to Revel Yashiv. I worked in Revel Yashiv's apartment in Mamish. The kitchen, you could maybe fit two people. Maybe. Maybe two people. And then you had one little room with a table when you walked in with some chairs. And then there was the room on the right was his bedroom with two beds and one little chvesnisht. I don't know, like a shelf. And then a hallway lined with Svarim, topped the whole apartment. There was nowhere you saw any walls. All the walls were just bookshelves and Svarim from the floor to the ceiling. Floor, I used to just look around at the Svarim, Mamish. Has anyone ever by Rabbi Yashiv here? Nobody else. Mamish, it was just to be in the apartment, look around. He had a set of art scroll, by the way. Just by the way. Put it out there. If you open an article, you gave out Shkamah, the article. But anyways, and then in the back was his room where you saw all the picture where he would learn and where he'd be makabel people, and he had a bed in there as well. That's where we used to daven ma'ariv with him on Matzei Shabbos always. And he made Avdallah many, many times. I was there for his Avdallah there. Incredible times. I'll tell you a lot of stories. But you look around. There's no TV, no internet. Couldn't even find a telephone. Not sure if there was in there. Well, yeah, nothing. What do you mean, lo yachzru chol tov? He's missing out. He didn't have a nice car. He had a very cute golf cart. He had a golf cart that would take him to the caravan in the back. And in the later years of his life, he did have an elevator to get upstairs. What do you mean, lo yachzru chol tov? He's lacking everything. I think it was the Duvda Magid who said as follows. He says, imagine you have an individual who has this amachal and has a particular medicine that he has to take every day. If he takes that medicine, he's fine. If he takes that medicine, he could live his whole life. But the medicine is mamish pekuach nefesh for him. So this guy who needs this medicine, one day he's by his friend's house and he goes to use the bathroom. You know, people weren't so well do this, they snoop around a little bit. He's looking in the medicine cabinet of his friend. And he notices that his friend doesn't have this medication. This medication that his life is dependent on. So he comes out of the bathroom. He says to his friend, listen, I'm so sorry, I was looking around, I apologize, but I noticed you don't have this medication. I feel so bad for you, I'm sorry. It's the most important medication in the world. I'm going to try to get you some. I feel so bad for you. And his friend looks at him, you fool. To you, because you're not well. So you need this medication to be healthy. Those of us that don't have that machla, that are already healthy, don't need the medication. So to somebody who's well and healthy and connected to the Eibishter and has Torah mitzvos, you think you need a TV? You think you need a smartphone? You think you need a Lexus? You think you need a Chvesnish Ferragamo belt? This stuff, all this is medicine. For people who are not well, and they need this to make them feel good. Dorsha Hashem, those who are seeking Hashem, those who are seeking Hashem, those who are one with Hashem, lo yachzru chol tov, are lacking nothing. Tremendous, Mamash, if we just had that, tremendous. And if you live with that Dorsha Hashem, you live with the Shem Avaya, you live with the Malam and Ateva, everything, Eibishter is by our side every moment. We have to live it, we have to feel it. The pasuk that we said this all based on, the pasuk was Vayavar Mavur Yabok, right? What was the pasuk again? what do we say? Lambez Chav Gimel. Lambez Chav Gimel. Vayavar is Mavar Yabok. Vayavar is Gematria 288. Vayavar that he passed over Yabok. You know, Yabok we say is Havaya and Elokim. The Hamtakas Adin. Vayavar 288 is exactly Gematria, exactly Chesed and Gevurah. Vayavar, he passed over and connected. He was mistarif Chesed and Gevurah to get to a point of Yabok of Hamtakas Adin. And that's each and every one of our Avodah. You know, we're sitting here in the Heilig month of Kislev. We're sitting here in the Heilig month of Kislev, preparing for the Heilig Yontav of Chanukah, Baalein L'Toyva, which is days away. Chanukah had aspects of Teva and aspects of Lamalim in a Teva. Chanukah had a miracle of defeating in a Melchama, defeating the Yavanim, which was Bederech HaTeva on Tamal. Yes, it was Rabim Be'yab Atim, and it was Giborim Be'yab Chaloshim, but ultimately, upsets happened. Ultimately, it was a war that was fought, and we were victorious. Bederech HaTeva on some level. We know it was the Eivishter. It was impossible without him, but Bederech HaTeva. But then you have a seemingly insignificant miracle that was Lamalim in HaTeva. You had the seemingly insignificant miracle of oil lasting 8 days. It should have only lasted 1 day. Well, you don't even really need that. Let's be real. The ikur is that we defeated the Yavanim and we have Beit HaMikdash again. So if we had to wait a few more days for Menorah, big deal. And we know all the Shilohs, Tumat Rebbe Tzibor. What's the big deal? You know what the big deal was? Hamtokas Adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that we have Lamalim and HaTeva with Teva. It's all the Eibishter. That's how you had Hamtokas Adin. You had Yabok there as well. You have the Nes, there was Ateva, and the Nes, there was Lamalim and Ateva. You had Avaya, and you had Elakim. And you had it all in one. And that's our Avodah, to hit that point. And the way we'll get that is to see Avaya, to be Lamalim and Ateva. It came to me, that the Yontav Chanukah is Yontav Or. Or, with the Koilos, 208. There are 8 days of Chanukah. Each day is to connect to the Havaya. Havaya, 26 times 8, is what? Is exactly Gematria Or with the Koil. Meaning, what do you want? The Or of Chanukah? You have to Kedarshi Hashem. You have to find the Hashem every single day. See the Lamalim and a Teva of the Eivishter every day. Focus. That's why we focus on that. That's what we like. We like the menorah. Stare at that menorah and remember the miracle Lamalim and a Teva. And realize the Rabbeinu Shalom in my life is Lamalim and a Teva. And every moment of my life. And if I really live like that, I'm going to ever be worried about anything. You're worried about Parnassah. You're worried about Shiduchim. You're worried about Machlis. You're worried about. Eivishter's by my side. It's all good. Eibishter's by my side, it's all good. Life is incredible. Life is awesome when you live with it. You know, today I went to my first speech therapy, voice therapy for my chesedish, for the vocal cords. So this woman is a therapist. She was teaching me different things. Obviously, I'm sitting here not doing any of them tonight. I told her, I give certain shiurim, they're full of emotion, I can't, I don't know what I'm going to do. Okay, we're going to work on it, whatever, it's certain things we are working on, we'll get there, Mirtz Hashem. But anyways, at one point she's going through different things, like checklists to make sure, you know, there aren't issues that could also cause voice stress and different things, my diet, my this, you know, all different things. It was an hour and a half appointment. It was like, at one point she asked me, do you have, when this happened with the polyps, or now also, like, do you feel stressed? Do you feel a lot of stress in your life? Look, I just started laughing. I'm like stress. Baruch Hashem. She's a Yid, actually, but I didn't. Lamaisa, I said, no, I don't feel any stress in my life. She's like, really? She's like, 99% of the people who sit here say, when I asked them that question, asked me for a whole entire book. They want to write out a whole book of all their stress. This is what this woman tells me. She said 99% of the people, they want a whole book so that they can write all the stress they have in their life. So I didn't want, again, you know, the whole thing, you only have an hour and a half for the evaluation and she had other appointments. Really what I wanted to do is start teaching her that there's no such thing as stress when you have the Eibishter by your side. It's when you're living with the Eibishter and there's Lamalim and Ateva, there's no such thing as stress. It's all Hamtakas Adin. We have to believe in that and believe the Eibishter is by our side every single moment. You know, just a chazer story from the past, chaver. Because some of the chaver needs chazara or needs to hear for the first time some big stories. And I was reminded of the story tonight because I passed right by the Makom of the Ma'isa Shahaya. The Makom of the Ma'isa. Oh, did I tell this one recently? That was the one that you. That, with the George Washington Bridge or no?
Yeah, the Range Rover.
We said it recently again?
No.
This chever here, the Nitz Chazara.
The forest and the Range Rover.
So I was passing by. No, but Mamish is everything we're talking about, I believe. So I was passing by tonight. The makom of this nace. I should have stopped to make a bracha. Didn't. I had to get back for sheer. So it was many years ago already. Had to be at least 8 years ago. I don't remember exactly. Maybe 10 years ago. And it was a Thursday night. And I had a chasana in Teaneck, New Jersey. In Romer. And the chasana was a chash v'tamano by Mordechai Katz. And Kalu Tamar Weinstein. And why they're getting married in Romer in Teaneck when you have 2 5 towns. You know, families is beyond me. That's one of the biggest, you know, Teres Nister of the world. But it is what it is. So I was going to the chasana. I was misadik dushim by this chasana. So I left very early. You know, you want to give enough time. People get nervous, get there on time. Let's say a 6:30 chasana. I literally left like 4:45. You know? Mamash, you know how people get. So we start, and I was going with the Chosh V'Talmud Tuvia Aaron Barth. Aaron Barth was in the passenger seat. And we're driving. Remember this like yesterday, the first half of the drive, this is before Waze or anything. I didn't have any GPS with me, nothing. First half of the drive, smooth as could be. We're going, Mamish moving hardly, you know, maybe slight traffic here and there, nothing really. We get to the Cross Bronx Expressway. And we get on, by the Crossbackers Bridgeway, it's mamish, it was a parking lot. It was mamish a parking lot. I've never in my life again or before had more serious traffic. The cars, it wasn't moving slowly. Everyone was stopped. You were in park. Mamish a parking lot. So we turn on the radio to hear what happened. What's going on here? Hear the news. And they say the George Washington Bridge is closed down. Entire Georgia River closed down. There was a tractor trailer went to the bottom layer and it went on fire and they closed down George Washington Bridge. So here I am in a car, stuck bumper to bumper parking lot traffic. The only place I could get to is closed. I don't even know what I'm doing. Now, of course, like 2 days before, the chassan comes over to me and gives me the ksuva, gives me the tanoim, gives me everything, says, Rebbe, you're the one who was most responsible. Get this here. You take it. So I have the ksuva with me. I have everything with me. And we're sitting in a parking lot. Okay, so what do I do? So first I say, I got to get off the highway and figure out a way. I'm thinking to myself, let me get, at least I'll take the streets in the Bronx, get close to the bridge, that when it opens up, I'll be like the first person there. At least I can move, because the highway's not moving. It's back to, up all the way here from the George Washington Bridge. Somehow I get off. Now, how I got off the highway, that's a story within itself. I literally had to, mamish, we had to push over a couple cars. Like, I, you know, just gave them a little shove with the car. But that's, anyway, they weren't so happy, but I had to do what I had to do. Don't try that at home. But Lamaisa, somehow we got off the highway. We got off the highway, and I'm on the streets. Now, again, this is before GPS. I don't know what I'm doing on the streets. So I call my father. My father's a human GPS. He knows everywhere, everything. My father's a human, everything. He just, if you need to know anything, or you need aids in anything, just call my father. He's mamish holding and everything, and knows everything. He's big, what?
Google?
Yeah, mamish. Anyways, so he literally, I'm just telling him where he is. He doesn't even see. He's directing me where to make a right here, make a left here. And we're moving. It's taking longer than it would have taken on a normal highway, but I'm getting there. And we get all the way, finally, all the way close to the George Washington Bridge. I mean, now it's already late. This took time. But when we get closer, it's crazy traffic again, because anyone that's converging there. But we hear on the radio, they opened up the upper level. But everyone's trying to go to upper. You have thousands and thousands of cars trying to go to upper level. So we're all trying to go to upper level. Fine. Going slowly. Time's moving. 6:30 wedding. It's like 7 o'clock already. Okay. I remember I was on the phone with Rabbi Neuberger, my Rebbe, to discuss with him, you know, just what to do halachically with the ksuva, with Shkia, if now I realize that everything's going to be late, probably. I'm on the phone with him, and we're moving slowly, you know, inch by inch. Finally, we're getting close to the bridge. And now, by the George Washington Bridge, you could go see this. There's like, you could go towards the upper level and to the lower level, where I was coming from. So I'm going towards the upper level. Lower level is still closed. So I commit already to the upper level, and I'm on that line, and pump when I'm already committed, I see they open up the lower level. And I think that the lower level is going slow as could be. It'll take me another hour till I get to the chasana, and I got to get there. The lower level just opens. If I could get to the lower level, I'll be at that chasana in 8 minutes. Because there's no one in front of me. There's not a car, right? Problem is I already committed to the upper. What does it mean committed? There's a cement divider. I'd say about a foot and a half tall and about 4 feet, maybe 4 feet wide around. That's in between the upper, where I am, and getting to the lower. So I tell Tovia Aaron, I'm like, I got to go for it. He looks at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean, go for it? I'm like, we got to try at least, because the chasana is waiting, we got to try. So I tell him, brace himself. I slam on the ignition, go flying up the cement divider. Boom! The car, mamish, fall. I don't make it over. I make it like on top. Fall, plops, right on top of the divider. I'm now dangling on top of the divider. The middle of the car is on the cement. The tires, the wheels, are off the ground. So first, my initial, I just tell him, oh my gosh. And then go try to push. I didn't cheshbin like immediately, like, try to push. It's like pushing a house. You can only push a car because the wheels are on the ground. If the wheels are off the ground, you can't push a car. I'm just sitting there. Okay, we get out of the car, and we're both in our suits. We're in the middle of the George Washington Bridge. People are going by, laughing at us. They see Amamish laughing. I saw you have a car literally dangling on top of the cement divider. So then I see like these hard plastic black thing. I said, maybe I'll pull a few of them and create some friction. It was nothing close. Nothing close. It wasn't going anywhere. So mamish, at that point, I look up to Shemayim and say, hey, Bishter, what are we going to do over here? I mamish, this whole thing, I was out of the car maybe 4 minutes. I look back and maybe 20, 30 feet coming from the lane where I was coming from towards the upper, I see a yid, long beard. He was in like a colored shirt with button down. He's in a black Range Rover. And till this day, I don't know how we understood each other. He saw me. And he somehow motioned to me there were no words exchanged. We're 30 feet apart on a highway. He's in his car. I'm out of the car. And he somehow, I chapped that he's motioned to me that he's going to ram my car with his car off the divider. How I know that that's what I do, I can't tell you, but I tell this to Tovyaron, like, let's get in the car. Tovyaron looks at me like, crazy, it's not happening. I said, I'm telling you, it's happening, get in. So we get in the car, and we brace ourselves, and Mamish out of nowhere, you just feel boom, the car goes flying off the divider. I was scared it wouldn't work because like it slammed down in the middle. I don't know what it broke, what it did, if it scarred. And I'm like that. And Baruch Shem, I put on the ignition, just goes. I turn back to try to say thank you. He's already off. I see him in the distance. I don't even get to say Akar Zatov. 8 minutes later, I'm at the chasana. Everything was done. Ketush of Tara, Baruch Hashem. So I said, I remember that night. I came home that night. It was a Thursday night. So the chasana late. I got back. That was one of those nights that we gave shir. It was a Thursday night. We had shir. Shir was probably around 1 o'clock in the morning. There were probably at that point, if I remember correctly, about 5 or 6 guys at the shir at that point. And I was telling over this story the night it happened. So I said to the chevra, you know, I'm telling you, I deeply, deeply, deeply believe it was Eliyahu Navi. It was Parshas Pinchas that week. Pinchas who Eliyahu. They said he's in the air. He came to help me. Eliyahu Navi. It's no shaila. What kind of person would take his car, ram in, probably his front of his car could be all dented up. He didn't know that I had a chasana to get to and a Masada Kedushin. He didn't know all the details. I mean, he just sees, probably, I believe 100% it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Not 99%, 100%. So one of the guys says, Rebbe Eliyahu HaNavi?
That's
Eliyahu Navi, why is he in a Range Rover? He should be on a chamor. He should be on a donkey. So I said to him, first of all, this is Mamash on Sfa, you ready? I said to him, first, Bistama, yesterday's donkey is today's Range Rover. You got to move up with the times. You think Eliyahu Navi is going to be a donkey today? He's going to be in a Range Rover. But second of all, how would you see Range Rover? The chashivas of the Range Rover is range. Because it could be a Land Rover also, so it's the range part. If you take range in Hebrew, it should be Resh Nun Gimel with the little J, right? That's range. With the Koilo would be 254, exactly Gematria Chamor. So Lemaisa, the Range Rover is Elio Anavi's Chamor. That's what I deeply believe. Now, by the way, if you don't believe it was Elio Anavi, and you think that it was some Yid, which again, I believe 100%, but if you don't believe that, then it's a much more chashiv story that a Yid who didn't even know who it was. To me, that's even much more chashiv. Eliyahu Navi is Eliyahu Navi. He comes and helps. To say it was some Yid, he didn't know who it was, probably damaged his car just to help me get off the top. Mamish mikam chay sragayecha bar. It's incredible. Incredible. That blows me away. That's why I can't believe that's true. It had to be Eliyahu Navi. That's too much for me. Had to be Eliyahu Navi. But what's the MS in the story? The emes in the story is when we believe in Eibishter, we know the Eibishter is by our side. It might be a moment that seems like din. The derech din, the car stuck there till I don't know. Tow company can't even take it off. I don't know what would happen. They'd have to bring in some team. Biderech din, hamtakas adin. You believe the Eibishter runs the world. You believe that Eibishter wants a chasten to happen. It's lamalim in a teva. He's going to bring a Range Rover and knock you off the thing, and it's all going to be good. You'll be there in 8 minutes. That's what hamtakas adin is. And each and every one of us, we need to believe. We need to have emunah in Havaya Darsh Hashem Layachs V'Chotov. And we believe then we'll have that same teferis of Yaakovino, and b'zoichet simcha, b'zoichet bracha, b'zoichet a life where we have no daigas in our life because we know the Eibishter is by our side. B'zoichet ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'haya B'yomo Yashem Echad U'Shmo Echad to be mamtik all the din in the world. B'zoichet a gula shleima, b'shechakeinu, b'meher b'meher.
Amen.